In the hadith it is stated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was present in his home. And this hadith is in Tirmidhi. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in his house, and the verse of the Quran was revealed upon him. Allah Ta'ala sent Quran verse on him. So when that verse came, wasbir nafsaka, this was that verse that Allah Ta'ala said. Allah states that to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah is saying to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's addressing in this verse, O my Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you sit down with those people who are doing dhikr in any part of the masjid. These people are those who, when you sit down, they do dhikr morning and evening. So if you go and sit with such people, Allah Ta'ala is saying to the Prophet, give them the honor of your company, that you are with them and that you have sat with them, and give them some time. Because these are those people who morning and also in the evening, they do the remembrance of Allah, the dhikr of Allah. So when this verse was revealed on the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he immediately came out from his house and tried to search for those people. Where are they? Who are these people who do dhikr like this in the morning and in the evening? You will see in this verse, it's a Quranic verse, and with regards to dhikr, how much Allah has given respect and honor to the action of dhikr. Allah has given importance to dhikrullah and made it necessary. And especially if somebody in the shape of a jama'ah, group of people, an assembly, are doing dhikrullah morning and evening, then how much Allah Ta'ala has given respect to them. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is the greatest human being, and he is being told that you go and sit with those people who are remembering Allah. So I don't think Allah Ta'ala is showing of those people who in the morning and evening they give the emphasis to dhikr, Allah Ta'ala's improving and increasing their status. How great you people are that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sitting amongst you, is present amongst you. Not a small reward for this, is it? What a great reward that Allah Ta'ala grants to the ummah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, I came out from my house and I tried to search for the people. Who are these people? Where are they? So when he went and he saw some poor people, very poor condition, hardship. They had nothing, no cloth, no clothes. And some of them are sitting in the corner and they're doing dhikrullah. So this shows that real wealth and respect is not that you are rich and healthy and you've got lots of money in the dunya and you show to people you have lots of things, that I've got material things, worldly things. The wealthy people, the rich people are those that Allah loves those people. So this is not the point, a big achievement, that in the dunya if you have lots of material things and wealth and that you are respected. This is common nowadays. People respect other people and they respect mutually those, oh, he's a big man, he's got a big rank, big title, they receive him, welcoming him all the time. True respect is that Allah Ta'ala loves that person. Allah loves an individual. They are deserving of respect. And Allah shows, subhanAllah, who does Allah love? Allah shows through the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, that those people who are ignored in the dunya and no one cares for them, they think, oh, they're wasteful, waste of time. Don't give them the time of the day All of the people in dunya, they don't have respect and regard for those who remember Allah. It doesn't matter. So here, there's a point here, we need to understand, we are given the guidance here, that we should try to attain those actions, and we should struggle and make effort for those things that give you great respect and regard in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not those things that you think in the dunya and you're showing to people, I want respect through these. So for that, we have to do what Allah ta'ala has prescribed. That dhikr Allah is a great action. When a person does the dhikr of Allah, Allah elevates that person, increases the status of that person, increases the rank of that person. How high dhikr Allah takes a person. Morning and evening, Allah said, such a great fazilat, virtues in remembering Allah. This is in the Quran. So some people are sitting in a poor condition. They have nothing in their stomachs. They're hungry and they sit down there and said, Alhamdulillah. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mashallah, he praised them as well. They said, we are thankful and grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That in my ummah, Allah's made such great people that they are doing this action and I've been advised to come to them. So do you not do the same action morning and evening? Do you do this? Look at that then, look at the result. So have determination, carry on this task, this action that you're doing. If you don't have dunya, no problem. If you don't have any money, no problem. If you are deprived, no, don't worry about it. If you don't have anything in the dunya, this is not happening, I can't get this, I can't achieve this, don't worry about it. But what you are doing is the great action. What you are doing is the great action. That's the main thing, that's the great thing. The greatest reward Allah Ta'ala has given is that if you are regular, punctual, morning and evening dhikr, you shouldn't be worried about anything else. Oh, I don't have these things in the world, I'm not achieving anything. Always be happy. The dhakir should always be happy. A dhakir who remembers Allah should always be happy. Shouldn't worry about, I don't have any worldly things, material things. No worries. Actually, the true dhakir is not worried at all for this dunya, for anything he wants. Yes, he accepts everything is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's not bothered about worldly things. So alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that there are such people in my ummah, amongst my followers, that Allah is instructing, Allah is saying to me, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that go. Go and sit down with them and give them your company. So tell me. And then what did he say after that? He sat there with his companions and he said to them, these are the words of the hadith I'm telling you. That my life, my death, everything is with you now. My whole life, my death, up to my death, I am with you now up till that time. You are my close friends, you are my very best friends. And we won't be separated now. So this is good news for those people, mashallah, who do this action. Dhikrullah, morning and evening. So that's it. We need to think, consider that if an individual human being does this action, then hurdles will come. And you have to cross these barriers and hurdles that stop you, prevent you, discourage you. Because Allah Ta'ala has told us that what a great action is, and a great rank you will get, how much Allah Ta'ala will hold you in high regard. What's your status when you remember Him? Allah Ta'ala has given you this reward morning and evening of doing dhikr. So what we should do is we should be punctual, consistent, regular. Morning and evening, bring dhikr into your life. Don't compare dunya with this action. Nothing at all is the dunya. You cannot compare dunya with this great treasure, dhikrullah, the remembrance of Allah. Okay, recite the Durood Sharif.